Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come up, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us as we're going to talk video games for the next hour. Congratulations to Tampa Bay winning the Super Bowl, an hour or so ago. And what a snoozer, huh? Unless you're a Bucks fan. But that game was over. What would be the odds of saying that the Chiefs wouldn't get a touchdown?
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're a Bucks fan, you're over the moon. I think the rest of the country got put to sleep. Unless you bow down to Brady no matter what jersey he wears. And we'll talk about that on all the sports talk networks that we're on. I mean, here I am at Sports Byline USA, the home network. Normally it would be in downtown San Francisco. That's where Scott on the other side of this call is getting ready to put you on the air. I'm over on the Oakland side at my house. There's this pandemic thing going on. Been doing these shows out of my house almost a year now. But you can participate. Now, the Video Game Review is the only nationally syndicated radio show that just spends a whole hour just talking video games. And I'm a gamer. I've been playing video games basically since they started. I'm 105. But if you're a neophyte as well, everyone's welcome. And the way you get in is you call the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down and dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Get it? That wasn't serendipitous. We meant it. 1-800-878-7529. Proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. We know the troops love their video games. We love the troops because they protect us and allow us to do frivolity and mirth light. Play video games, and we appreciate all that you do. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're also on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Not only are we on Sports Byline as we stream through sportsbyline.com, and any emails, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com, especially as I give a game away at 40 after and for the cheat codes at the end, but through SB Nation as well. Great to be on SB Nation. And go to SBNationLive.com to hear the shows that way. If you want to tweet at me, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. So we have a full hour. We'll give away a brand new game and all that good stuff. Come on back.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, and on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to have you with us, and it's always good to, just talk some video games, too. You know, we get so wrapped up in sports, and listen, we do it because we love it, obviously. But you think about video games, and I said I've been doing this show some 15 years, same time, 1 hour a week. That's all I do, man. It pays $1 million a show. But it's good to play some video games, right? I'm not a guy who likes commercials. No, I'm not saying I can't chuckle at a commercial now and then, but for people who watch an event to see the commercials, I'll never understand. Don't they just interrupt what you're trying to watch? And I understand that that's how we get to watch it free. I didn't see the halftime show, no offense to the weekend, but just that was my time to get off the couch and step away for a little bit. And what happened as soon as the game ended, I watched till the end just in case something crazy happened. I guess to see the fan run on the field, and Bill Burr tweeted, I guess things are back to normal, a fan ran on the field. Yeah, true. But as soon as the game ended, I started playing Call of Duty. That's what I did. So, welcome, fellow gamer. 1-800-878-PLAY. Some sad news in the world. Well, first of all, for those of you listening on all these sports talk networks, I just heard a couple hours ago that Pedro Gomez from ESPN suddenly passed away. He was only 58 years old. And I remember he was hanging around the Giants out here in San Francisco for a long time because he basically was assigned to follow Barry Bonds around the entire year when he was going to break Hank Aaron's record. So condolences to his family. That's a shocker. but back to the video game biz. there was also some sad news on Friday that Robert A. Altman, not Robert Altman, the director, but Robert A. Altman, he's the co-founder of ZeniMax Media. And that's basically Bethesda Softworks. He was the co-founder of that company. He passed away. And, of course, you think about the top two franchises under Bethesda would be The Elder Scrolls and Fallout. So Bethesda tweeted out, he was a true visionary, friend, and believer in the spirit of people and the power of what they could accomplish together. He was an extraordinary leader and an even better human being, end quote. He did this in Bethesda, Maryland, in 1986. That's when he founded ZeniMax. And rising to one of the great video game developers. You know, he's a businessman. One of the things that he did was he was smart enough to acquire id. And, of course, id has two huge staples in Doom and Wolfenstein. His wife was someone I grew up watching on TV, Linda Carter. She was Wonder Woman. And they have a son and a daughter, James and Jessica, 33 and 27, together. So, in a letter posted to Bethesda's website, James Altman recalled his father's tireless work ethic. He said he was a fiercely loyal guy to his friends, and he had a way of connecting with people instantly and inspiring them, getting the best out of them, often teaching them with his endless wisdom. Now, you might remember in the fall, it was actually last September, Microsoft came in and acquired ZeniMax for $7.5 billion. So the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, he tweeted, "I am incredibly saddened by the news that we have lost an industry icon, partner, and close friend, Robert A. Altman." not trying to start off the show with sad news, but I mean, it's what we have here. But ZeniMax put out something on social media, and they just wanted people to see, because a lot of times I think, you know, you'll see a rich guy who sold his company for $7.5 billion, and he's married to a Hollywood star, and you know, it's very easy to just think rich people are uncaring, or they're evil, or they're the root of all evil, or they don't deserve our sympathy. Sometimes people just work hard. And they make cash, right? That doesn't mean that they're bad. Some of them are penny-pinching misers, but not all. But anyway, they shared to ZeniMax a letter that Robert A. Altman sent to his employees during the pandemic. And he said he would send one about once a week. And so they shared this one that he sent the employees recently. Quote, "Last week I mentioned some small pleasures I had to discovered as a byproduct of the lockdown. Some of you have since written to share your own experiences and describe other quiet joys we bring. The growing numbers of songbirds in our backyards, quieter streets, adventurous efforts, baking bread and mixing cocktails, long walks, restaurant takeout, time to read. While we clearly miss treasured social interaction, something valuable has been gained, too. We know many are feeling the pressure of isolation and the stresses related to our current circumstances. Again, I urge you to make time for yourselves daily. Schedule online social gatherings and keep your perspective knowing this will pass." He says, "Reflect on the long journey that we have taken together in these 21 years with the company. You have done something extraordinary, something few startups ever did. You've created a multinational, multi-billion dollar business stacked with talent at all levels of the company, carving out a leadership role, earning the admiration of our toughest competitors and devoted fans. And you have done it the right way, always faithful to our core principles of integrity, respect, team, quality. Don't let the day pass without taking a moment to enjoy your remarkable creation. Looking forward to being back again together. As always, stay safe." And so ZeniMax says, "We are proud to carry on the values and principles Robert taught us. We extend our deepest sympathies to Robert's family, who are a part of our family and have always treated us as a part of theirs. Thank you for everything you did for us, Robert. Rest in peace. Now, obviously, it's very sad. But, as I said, I think sometimes we just think about these huge conglomerates and how big is Ubisoft? How multinational is Eidos? You know, how big is EA and Activision? All the companies that are under their umbrella. And, you know, there are people behind the scenes that run it. And I'm not trying to canonize the guy. But when I saw that little note, I thought I would read it to you, my listeners, because we all, you know, I think a lot of times people, you know, they're a little bit more, you know, have this victim complex more than others. But even if you're lucky enough to keep working like I have, because I work by talking, so I've been able to keep working, everybody needs a mental break now. And the monotony can keep going. And then as soon as we get these vaccines, you know, we can't even get our hands on them. And I'm not going to try and cut in line from somebody who needs it more than me, but the millisecond any company wants to give me this modern miracle, please, yes, I'll take it. But as we're waiting and waiting, what Robert A. Altman had to say there was very poignant. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk some video games. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick with you, coast to coast and around the world. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give away a brand new game, as I always do. And I also will get into new releases, tell you what's new this week, as lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. So the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have a couple emails. First one. It's from K-A-R, all caps. Carr, or Kevin A. Robinson. Carr says, Rick, are you going to give Drill money for his game? The answer is no. And what he's pertaining to, that there are these, I'm not really big into like Twitch influencers, but there's a guy named Drill with one L. His avatar is kind of this pixelated, fat Jack Nicholson sunglass type of thing. I think it's Jack Nicholson. But this guy, Drill, over the years has written books. One of them was called The Drill Official Mr. 10 Years Anniversary Collection. And it doesn't make sense. The other one's called The Get Rich and Become God Method. So anyway, on his Patreon. Yeah, so if you don't know what a Patreon is, that's people who have access to them. Usually, like with podcasts, you get extra pods and such things if you pay. Otherwise, it's free. So people will pay for more content from Drill. Good for him. He says the coronavirus pandemic has blanked us all. Being locked indoors and or unemployed for almost a year, however, offered me the opportunity to develop the foundation of a full-fledged 2D action-adventure game, which I believe will be pretty good. And he says it will follow the quest of a silent protagonist navigating a dangerous future where top influencers and corrupt Hollywood guys maintain a cruel grip on society. I did see, you know, and I like 2D platformers. I mean, that's basically what I grew up with. And right now it's called Cop Game, left to right. And it's, you know, it looks nice, but it looks like something from 1988. But he says that if his Patreon gets $5,000, he says, I'll make the game good. And if it gets to $10,000, he said, I'll make the game very good. So when he first reported this, I didn't check back. But 4 hours after he posted it, he had nearly $2,000. So he's got some influence going, there's no doubt. Speaking of people online, this next email is from Chris. And Chris is writing in from Provo. What's going on in Utah? Is it cold? Probably cold. But I assume Provo, Utah. Chris said, I heard Ninja quit Fortnite. I thought he already quit. Well, Ninja, if you didn't know, is a guy named Tyler Blevins. And if you think about the rise of Fortnite, this is a guy who goes by Ninja, Caucasian kid. You might be able to tell by the name Tyler Blevins. I point that out because, you know, we kind of associate Ninja with maybe somebody from Japan, but no, it's an American guy. But he rose to prominence on Twitch as a very prolific Fortnite streamer. And he basically became one of the most recognized Fortnite streamers in the world. And he actually, the people at Fortnite recognized that too, that he was bringing them success. It was a win-win. And he got immortalized, if you want to call it that, with his very own custom skin in the game. You could play as Ninja. And he usually has blue spiky hair and a headband. Other than that, he just, you know, just looks like a regular guy. But, so if you think about how he made Fortnite's, or how Fortnite made him so famous, and then he helped out as well, that eventually came to an end, like you said, Chris, because he signed an exclusive deal with Twitch, and then that had him move over to other games like Valorant and League of Legends. And then he also wanted to do a lot of voice acting and other ventures as well. But you're right, so he left. But what happened here was he would play Fortnite not as a true competitor, but just to screw around. You know, it's hard to it's hard to quit, right? It'd be like telling Jack Nicklaus, you know, don't golf anymore, you're retired. He's like, oh, I like to get back out there now and then. So there was this streamed session, and it was on YouTube, and people started to get into the old stream sniping. And what that does, stream sniping is basically a way to just annoy the hell out of somebody who's playing. It's an opportunistic tactic. And when a viewer exploits the information by watching the live stream, it's a simple trick. But it can result in something so frustrating that there have been people who have gone on foul-mouthed tirade rages, and then it got them banned from Twitch because they were swearing so much. So I guess you could call it kind of a – that's not a true hack because you don't need special hardware or years of coding experience to get in. But you do need a little bit of luck because you can't guarantee you'll be in the game with someone who is live streamed. But once you get in, the act of stream sniping is just simple. And you just target the stream on another screen and then wreak havoc in the game and then just use all their information to create something lopsided and unfair. And it does make a difference, you know. There's no doubt. And there are some games, like I know Call of Duty, Black Ops Cold War, the new one, they say that they have measures to try to prevent sneak snipers from being in the games with big-time streamers. First of all, just by hiding information about matchmaking. But, I mean, Twitch is the most popular platform for live streaming, and they have a broadcast delay feature for streamers to mitigate the stream sniping as well. So if a stream sniper ends up in a game with a streamer, they'll be watching the streamer's action on a delay of several seconds, so they won't be able to really take advantage of it. So what streamers often try to grow an audience by featuring their username, and then they add TTV to indicate the Twitch profile, but then they risk the dreaded Steam Sniper from catching their attention as well. But, you know, that's why they use pseudonyms sometimes, so they can't be identified, but the average person might be risking more of an advantage by using a pseudonym. But the risk might be worth it if you're constantly battling Stream Snipers. So, apparently, he was playing, and there were as many as four stream snipers that were screwing with him so hard that he said he'll never play again. He's done. He said he'll never, ever, ever play again. I do wonder sometimes, and I think a lot of it is just, I mean, think about anywhere you go. Like, if you go to a ball game, and there's, you know, 20 people sitting in your row, how many people are going to be immature morons? I don't know, at least two, right? Maybe a lot more, but I'd say at least two, which is 10%. So, you know, it's like you'll start, I've played so many games where you would start the game and, you know, you can run over to a tank or a chopper or something, and then immediately a guy gets in the tank and he shoots the chopper and blows it up. The one on my own team. Why? Because he felt like it. He wanted to be a butt about it. The one, I remember one time, the only time I got into a rage where if the guy was in front of me, I don't know what would happen. It would have been bad. But that's the thing. You don't know if you're dealing with an 8-year-old or you're dealing with Andre the Giant. But when I was playing Battlefield 1943 back in the day on the PS3, which I loved, and that was online only, but you'd be at Wake Island or Iwo Jima or Guadalcanal. And I remember one time on, it was Iwo Jima, I would spawn in, and you'd either be a Marine or you'd be a Japanese Imperial Marine. And so I remember I spawned in, I was on the Japanese side, and you would try to take off in these Zeros. There were Corsairs on the other side, but so you get into a Zero, and there was a guy in a Jeep, and he would drive his Jeep right in front of you on the runway and make you crash, and you'd blow up and die. You couldn't get killed by friendly fire, but he could make you blow up and die. And he would hide in the bushes in his Jeep. And he got me over one night about 3 times, but he was doing it to everyone. And look, I don't care if my team wins or loses the game, because it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm trying to win. It's better to win. It's nice to win. You don't want to lose. But whoever it was just getting off and just thought it was the greatest thing in the world to drive his Jeep out, crash it into his own team's planes. I can laugh about it now. But there are just people like that who exist. So, yes, thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game. The lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll see you in a second.
The IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com now.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's
800-846-2153. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. It is 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is just be the second correct answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer. The game is Werewolf the Apocalypse, Earth Blood. This is available for the PS4, the Xbox One, the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series XNS, and the PC. I have it here. PS5, baby. Just came out 3 days ago. It's developed by Cyanide and published by Nacon. Rated M for mature. My question is this game about Frankenstein or not?
Didn't you just say it's werewolf?
Yeah, my questions are easy. So just let me know, is this game about Frankenstein or not? So let me tell you the little blurb. Werewolf the Apocalypse, Earth Blood. The acclaimed tabletop game Werewolf the Apocalypse comes alive. You will become a Garou, a rage-filled werewolf warrior opposed to urban civilization and the destruction it brings. Rated M for mature, violence, blood, strong language, drug references. Once again, developed by Cyanide and published by Nacon. Imagine whatever developer. What are you going to call yourself? Cherry Tree Orchards Video Game Development Company? That's pretty sweet. I got another suggestion. What's that? Cyanide. Okay, let's go with that. Let's do that. This segment, I'll also let you know what's coming out new this week. Some other things to think about. You know, we got to see a couple days ago who the cover person is on MLB The Show. And it is none other than Fernando Tatis of the San Diego Padres. One of the most exciting players in Major League Baseball.
You mean his son?
I mean his son, Tatis Junior. Yes. But the thing that really struck me is not that it's just a cool picture and it's him like looking nonchalantly, like throwing his bat away. It almost looked like he's just Cade looking, but I'm sure maybe this is because he hit a ding dong. But the thing that really jumped out at the world and me is that it was on an Xbox cover. What? One thing about MLB The Show is it is made by San Diego Studios. San Diego Studios, they really had to go far for their cover athlete, is a Sony company. So one of the reasons people even bought PS4s and PS3s in the past was just to play the show. And no offense to the other games, the 2K, whatever, There's no baseball game as good as this show. There's just not. You can play 162 games. You'll see something new every time. And it's so good, in fact, that every other baseball game is basically garbage. That's how good it is. And you just think about how you're cutting off not half the population, but a huge chunk of the population that don't get to play it. Because they have an Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox 360, Xbox S, all that stuff. One. And, you know, it would be like selling candy bars, but just to men. Like, well, if you sold them to women too, you'd make a lot more money. So this is the first time ever that it will be available on all platforms, and it's coming April 20th. Here's another thing that's great. Cross-play and cross-progression. So you can be on a PS4 and play a guy on an Xbox Series X. You could be on a PS5 and play someone on an Xbox One. Now, it did emerge in 2019 that they said, we're probably going to go to other platforms. That's what we thought. But now, the only downside is, if there is one, is that MLB The Show 21 will be more expensive on the big system than the small systems. There's no free upgrade path, meaning $60 on the 4 and the 1, $70 on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. All right, I can live with $10. If it was $100 more, then something's wrong with the world. The collector's edition will allow you to play across all console generations, and it may be useful if you have a PS5 in a living room and a PS4 in your bedroom. Do you have that? But this is the first time that San Diego Studios, or any PlayStation studio, has published a game directly for their competitor. And by the way, the company that brought Horizon Zero Dawn to PC last year said it might do the same thing with other first-party PlayStation games as well. So I am not upset by this. I think it's great to spread the wealth, and it's a good day for gamers. Now, speaking of sports video games, and we just happen to be on Sports Talk Networks, Sirius 211, SB Nation, and Sports Byline USA, EA, our buddies down there in Foster City, or should I say Redwood Shores, they have announced, and this came down about 5 days ago, but they announced the return of NCAA football. This was shelved 8 years ago after the NCAA was sued for not sharing the revenue. And, you know, you think about all that's gone on since then, the Ed O'Bannon case, which actually took place out here in Oakland, when he was watching himself playing in a UCLA jersey, thinking, I didn't get any money here. You think a few years ago, the Northwestern football team was going to boycott until they got paid. And then you think about certain governors. I know the one out here and others said, okay, I'm signing this. So in 2 years, I think it's 2022, people will get paid. So there's still a lot to get fixed about whether or and how college players are going to be permitted to profit from their names, their images, their likenesses, all that other stuff. And I know some people were thinking about going with the Olympic model, which is you're an amateur in America and no one will help you, and you got to work for UPS and Target to pay for your Colorado Springs flight to train. And every other country is basically state-run, pretty much. But anyway, the Olympic model would be you could get money from endorsements. Because if you just flat-out paid guys, like you think about the signing bonuses for 17-year-old high school seniors, you know, some quarterback at a high school in Texas, you got to come to Alabama, no USC, no Auburn. We'll give you a $2.5 million sign. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? And there is no timetable for the release. But EA, what they announced was they reached an agreement with CLC. That's College Licensing Company. That's the company where you can put that Syracuse S or that Boston College BC or that Cal cursive, all the logos and marks. And EA Sports Executive Vice President and General Manager, a guy named Cam Weber, said, quote, we've heard from the millions of passionate fans requesting the return of college football video games. We love the energy, tradition, and pageantry of college football, and I am beyond thrilled to say we are back in development. Well, as I said, that 2013 case led by Ed O'Bannon. And listen, Ed O'Bannon had a good point. I have nothing against him. Ever since then, and even though NCAA football didn't identify players by name, the games that were played were simulated as it was on the schedule. So let's say you want to play as the Crimson Tide, and they were going to start the season at A&M, and then they were going to have Florida and Georgia at home next two games, and then they're going to play San Jose State. It would be that. And so as soon as this happened, the NCAA pulled out. They're like, we're done. So the NCAA is in the process now of trying to figure out a way to get this done, but it's a state-by-state, and I know the NCAA is in a pure panic over this as well, to lose the amateurism of this. And multiple bills have been introduced in Congress that try to address these NIL rights, name, image, likeness. And as I said, many states are acting on their NIL bills. But most importantly, the Supreme Court will be hearing a case involving antitrust laws and the NCAA later this spring that could lead to some pretty sweeping changes. So earlier this week, the NCAA filed a brief and said, quote, the NCAA and its member schools are committed to defending the rules that govern college sports, the same rules that create an environment where hundreds of thousands of student athletes can receive the lifelong benefits of a college education and compete at the highest level of their sport. We look forward to continuing to make our case before the court. All right. That makes it sound like maybe it's not coming back. You could be like me and play Division II football just because you wanted to play football. I knew I was never going to the NFL. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. Little Nightmares 2, an adventure game on the Switch and the Xbox One, PC, and PS4. Undermine, an action-adventure game for the Switch. Earth Analog, an action flight sim on the PC. Gunbarich, an action game for the PC. There's an RPG in the PC called Dragonborn, with a silent E. Gal Gun returns. It's a shooter for the PC and Switch. How about Super Mario World 3D Plus, which is called subtitled Bowser's Fury. That's going to be on the 12th, and that'll be on the Switch, as I mentioned. As will a game called Azure Lane Quas Wave, a Switch shoot 'em up. So those will be coming down the pike as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll do the cheat code. Still time for you to chime in if you want to at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the video.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Get to the cheat code in just a second. Send your requests. I like looking them up for older games. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Something I did want to mention before we leave is that Minecraft announced this week their education edition, and they've added some new content to immerse students into the living history of civil rights and Black History Month. And it says, meet inspiring change makers from around the world. Celebrate Black History Month with 4 new lessons and a free demo world for Minecraft Education Edition. Before that, I mean, you have Tale of Two Cities, Tale of Two Villages. I mean, the computer science behind it. Listen, if you can use something like Minecraft to teach people stuff, whatever works for you. I can tell you that when I was in school, I would much rather have played Minecraft whilst learning. So anyway, pretty cool for February Black History Month. Okay, the email here comes, where did I put it? Oh yeah. Mr. SimCity says, Rick, what's the girl's name that opens everything? And I was like, Open Sesame? That's not a girl's name. And then I realized what he was talking about, or she. Well, it says Mr. In SimCity 2000, there was a debug menu on the PC, and you just type Priscilla at any point, and then that would bring up the debug menu, and then you can do anything, basically, you wanted. But yes, that's got to be what you're talking about. Priscilla. And just to let you know, because I'm not saying you'll spell Priscilla wrong, but it's Priscilla. So there's two L's and there's a, if you like, silent C in the middle as well. Type in Priscilla and then you can go hog wild on your SimCity 2000 which is at least 21 years old. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next week on the Video Game Review. Have a great week. And coming up next is Sports Talk.